It's a pick me up Monday on Radio Veritas 576 AM. The time has gone exactly 5 minutes after five, and it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian. We're moving on right straight into our health and wellness segment, and I'm joined on the line by our resident GP, Dr. Lona Maputuma. Dr. Lona, how are you?
You just picked me up, eh? Oh, that's my favorite song. You just picked me up, Father.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point, Dr. Lona. Eh? We're taking you home on a Monday afternoon.
Ooh,
eh?
At the end, job is done.
Mamela, at the end of the year, on the last Monday of the month, eh? We're taking you home and we're picking you up. Eh? Agree, after weekends, people come with heartbreaks. People come with WhatsApp.
What's up? Right now, husbands are facing, especially where I am, our husbands are faced with having to buy clothes for Christmas.
Wabona. The debit orders, they are getting out tomorrow. You know, and you just feel you are in a bad space. You're in a bad space. And
you just picked me up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sister. What are we talking about this afternoon?
We're talking about your mental issues. Of course, it's all about. I mean, there isn't anybody who can walk on earth and really tell us that this mental health doesn't apply to them. Mm. Me and you and whoever is out there in their car, in their homes, in their chapels, everywhere, we all have our own mental issues. The reason I'm saying that, Father, is I felt today, let's talk about it in the light of, you know, in those difficult news or diagnosis, or where, you know, where you don't think your mental issues not here, like a pibis, you know, when people think mental issues, they think it's somebody who are half, or somebody who just have bricks and stones, or somebody who's going through a deep depression. Mm. But let me give you a typical scenario.
Yeah.
This is my past piece. This is today, morning until now, but I'll only give you half the first 4 hours of the day. So a breast cancer patient, not here because she's in pain, but it's because the news has just been broken and you realize our cancer means death one way or another. Okay? Bereavement. Losing a friend, a family member, and having to deal with those news where you've just lost somebody else. And they're dead. They are not to be seen again.
Yes.
How do you spend the next 7 nights? How does your brain process that? That is a mental issue. A stroke. I'm going through a family member who's going through a stroke.
Yes.
Very, very vibrant somebody.
Yes.
And now you realize, I'm being reduced to a wheelchair, be it for a month, be it for 2 months.
Yes.
Business has stopped. How is my wife coping? Will I even recover from the stroke? That goes through the mind. I mean, another case today, just today, I was dealing with an assault. Person who was in a mistaken identity of police brutality.
Yeah.
The problem with him walking in was not the pain. But the problem is, doctor, I'm not able to sleep because I'm scared the same thing would happen again. Or my mind plays through all that brutality that I was subjected to. It's playing in my mind.
Yes.
Those are simple cases that me and you take for granted. I'm the final one. An STI. A lady walks in, an STI. And the issue is not because I've got a discharge, I've got something that's paining. The issue is, this STI means I'm sleeping with a cheating husband.
Oh, no.
Now, that is not just about giving an injection for that STI. You have to deal with the psychological part of it. Mental health, guys, I don't know why people underrate it, why people think it should be left for certain cases. Every single day, me and you, Father, we are mental cases.
Hey. It's just that we just have different levels of being afflicted by this condition of mental
health. But also, it's because we also know where to go. We also know where to go when we go through that.
Now,
the second for this is, I want to stress to people the importance of the fact is, we all will have our own fair share.
Yes.
We all have issues in life, whether we moneyed or not moneyed, whether we've got big bucks or whatever, there will always be incidents that are happening in life.
Indeed.
The difference with this incident is, there are some that are major, there are some that are minor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the minor ones that me and you are having, you know, should not find that me and you have bottled the bigger ones.
Indeed.
So the bigger ones are the ones that I'm urging everybody to get off their chair, go see a psychologist. So my post, my story today is, psychologists are very important.
Mm.
But psychotherapy and sitting down with somebody is very important. Because what we do is, when we have major incidents or life trauma, it actually ends up being a big block in your brain.
But Dr. Lona, the argument then is people say, hey, Rona, we can't afford psychologists, you know. So, yes, we would like to go and see psychologists, but guess what? Not all of us have the luxury of even knowing what Rimtozigai is a psychologist. So what
in many, many government hospitals, every government hospital is equipped. If they cannot give you the best as a psychologist, they also have a social worker.
Okay.
A social worker can handle some of those things. I mean, you could be fighting with your husband, father, if it was a woman.
Yes.
So people should not see that psychotherapy, really. You know, hospitals, government hospitals are equipped with even very expensive services of occupational therapies.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, if you are to see them in private, are very expensive, but you go to a hospital, they always have those services available.
So, Doc, what I hear you say this afternoon is, if you are going through this mental problem and you've got a mental challenge, which most of us have, do not suffer in silence. There is help out there. And especially, particularly now at this time of the year when we are rounding up, Dr. Lona, you know, people are under a lot of pressure. People are already thinking of feasts next year. People are already thinking of their bonds that they've defaulted. People are thinking, we're making the joke of people being dumped and people being rejected by their partners, or people are told that they are being retrenched at work, there's restructuring. There's so many things that's happening at this time of the year. And people find themselves between a rock and a hard place. And what I hear you say this afternoon, Doc Lona, is you're saying there is help out there. Do not suffer in silence.
Psychotherapy is for offloading, Father. Do not suffer in silence. Because there are professionals where you can offload. Let me make it clear now. When we talk about offloading, I'm not talking about that noise. You know, some time ago, I think 5 or 6 years ago, I was giving a talk to some group of Catholic women somewhere.
Yes.
And when I spoke about the fact that we need to talk about what's going on in our life, it was taken in a negative light where women talk to somebody who say, now I talk, now my husband angers me, I shout and I talk because I take it off my heart. No, I'm not talking about going to your neighbor or your friend who's going to mislead you. We're talking about where you are going to get professional feedback. Professional feedback. Somebody who can make you see the light at the end of that tunnel.
And somebody...
Let me explain, a depressed brain is very dark.
Yes.
It is very dark. You cannot see any. That's why when we're doing even what they do, educational psychology, if a child is being molested at home or whatever, what do? We give them a pencil and a pen and coloring to color. We look at that. Where the child continuously shows a happy family, daddy and mommy holding hands, where there's a sun is shining, where there's bright colors used. The brain is already telling us it's a happy brain.
Okay.
If the child uses darkness and it's black, everything is gray and everything, then we know it is a depressed brain.
Mm.
It is as totally simple as that. Mm. When you're depressed, there's darkness. You cannot see. You cannot even feel you. You cannot even feel your arm in that darkness.
Mm. Now, Doc, that you were talking at an individual level. Now, that is, if it's me who's afflicted and who's finding myself in that, then I can take those steps. But then I also live with other people. I've got brothers, I've got sisters, we've got children, we've got spouses and partners. And some of our spouses and our partners just love complaining. They like to be the special one in the family. But in nakinali depression, and they even parade it, ne? Uri, please, because of this, treat me special, ne? I'm entitled to special treatment.
You've gone right to the point. I love those women.
Mm.
I love those women.
What
they actually do is making their life even worse.
Mm.
I used to, in my early years when I was young, I remember I'm older now.
Yeah.
In my very young years, when I was the doctor starting out, I had this patient who used to walk in. This woman was deeply depressed, Father. Like, deeply depressed. And what? Guess what? Their husband was forever there for all consultations, there to collect medication. She'll have a headache today, she'll have a backache today, we'll give her injections to make her sleep or whatever. But she enjoyed being in the depression.
Exactly.
Because she did two things to her. The husband gave her more attention compared to the mistress because she wanted to keep the husband at home. And secondly, she felt by looking depressed or whatever, you're inflicting guilt on the other person. Guess what? That second person doesn't even care.
Indeed, Indeed.
It doesn't
indeed.
Even care. But indeed. A lot of women use that.
Indeed.
It's a mind. It is so depressing. Well, depressing to me as a doctor to see, come on, ladies, you're wasting your time. This person is just here as a partner. But the truth is, you carrying this label, or I'm depressed,
hey.
Or where, you know, people work with this label on their forehead. But one didn't ask his action, but one didn't ask father. Father is an orphan. But guys, you understand?
True.
You know?
Hey, understand him. Understand him. And
understand him.
So you
this
find
person is a continuously depressed person. So let's be careful. Come
yes,
on.
You find a 45-year-old say, I'm an orphan. And you, and you wonder. And they say, nah, I don't have a father and a mother. I'm an orphan father.
And that's why things are happening to me like this.
You know. And but I would like us to come to those, because those are the people that we live around, so, and we work around those kind of people who, in a way, and I want to use this metaphor that they are stuck in this place, and sometimes we too get stuck. How then can we start moving them out of that? How can we move them out of that position where they identify with their role of being a patient and where they are so disempowered? Can we move them out of that?
Definitely, definitely. Obviously, you know, sometimes when I see those people, I see them being brought in probably like an external person, you know, more like your daughter brings you in.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's more of your second generation, where people are not too close to you to shelter you.
Yes.
To be honest with you and say, you need to get out of this depression.
Mm.
Because those who are close to you are very, very protective, and they sometimes they also try to tread very carefully, because people like this, they're best like that. They're just like nothing. They're like forever exposed. So when you tell them the truth, they don't want to hear the truth.
Mm.
So I usually see that an extra person will come, like a friend, a colleague. They will bring them in, and you'll take them to a psychologist. And it depends on them if they want to get out of it. I've seen some who have been given psychotherapy, but they will always go back and bust in that depression. They enjoy it because it is the only way that we call them codependent, Father. Codependent because it is the only way in that moment when everything stops and everybody's looking at them.
Yes.
Everybody's giving them attention. Everybody's giving them psychotherapy. Everybody is forever very careful around them. Then they are on the stage. That is what they do.
But Doc, do you think there is power in being a victim?
A very manipulative power. Manipulative one, which does you nothing at the end, unfortunately.
Mm.
Because this is a personal story where somebody told me of a story of a mother, and she said the mother constantly going through a divorce and wanted to do the same thing, constantly windows closed, tying every day. When you come back from home, you're sleeping, waking up the next day. And then the only way she got up was when the husband walked in and said, oh, you lady, the way you're behaving, I will enjoy seeing you walk out of this room in a casket. Now, imagine that. The same person you want to weather sensitize, the same person you want attention from, is actually telling you the route you're taking is a negative route. And you die and you walk out of here, I will definitely replace you with this new mistress that you're trying to struggle with.
And you
what comes out of that? To realize, she says, the lady actually woke up and realized, but this person, I'm not even doing anything good. I'm actually going, the person cannot wait for me to die. Now, the best thing to do is, let me show him that I'll rise up and get up.
Wow.
They need to be told, and people need to be honest.
Yes.
I mean, the same thing you said. We were having a family event on a weekend, and my aunt was turning 50 that day, and my uncle, who is a big professor somewhere, is a kind of psychological professor, came on and spoke about that.
Yes.
Because my aunt is the same, and she said, the aunt never looked back and said, I'm an orphan. But people keep on, and you know, you gave an example.
Yes.
A cow, you slaughter it now.
Mm.
It doesn't look, it doesn't, the next one doesn't say, but they just killed my mommy, I cannot go on with life. It grazes, Father. It continues grazing, you know, that's what he said.
Yeah.
So it is same thing as that. Why are human beings so enjoying to hang on to stuff? It is because sometimes we feed them too much.
So, but life goes on, hey. I mean, no matter what cloud that or what storms we go through, no matter what sun scorches us and roasts us, I think life still goes on, hey.
Life still life goes on, and really there are so many, and then life is full of such stories. Mm-hmm. There are so many stories that we see. I mean, I don't know, I'm not a person who watches American Idol, but I stumbled into, I think it was Britain's Got Talent or something like that, where
yes.
I just saw this girl who was involved in a plane crash. She's got scars from top to bottom, the only one who survived in the plane crash, but she's risen above it, and now she could be one of the winners. Had she sat down and said, number one, I'm mourning for the ones that the friends that have died with me on the plane. Secondly, I'm not beautiful. Thirdly, I'm forever getting injections and being on pain tablets. Where we should be 5 years later?
Wow. So, Doc,
have talents and things that we are really blocking with our negativity when it comes to rising out of a depression.
So, Doc, what I hear you say today on a Pick Me Up Monday is you are not your mistakes, you are not your past, you are not your shortcomings, you are much more than that. And the worst thing that we could do is dwell in those mistakes in the past and in those failures that we've undergone through.
And clean that slate, Father. There was a song in our young days, in the very young days, it used to be, they used to say, a big lady. I don't remember who was singing that. Mm. You know, where we're talking about people who are just forever carrying this baggage. Come on. Somebody else somewhere has seen even worse than what you've seen.
Wow.
There's always somebody who has seen worse than what you've seen. So get out of that clutter. Clean that brain. Clean that heart. Open windows. Get some fresh air. Bring color into your life. You know? Stop tying things, because the problem with that is, Father, when you carry baggage like that, I mean, you know, you're blessed, Father. Get on a mother-in-law like me. But, for those of us who are going issues poorly in mother-in-law, my father-in-law, simple issues, a naughty child somewhere at school. This child, by just hearing today, or doctor, Penny was very naughty at school. For me, it brings up everything in the past, and then I can never even deal with the issue of this child right now.
I know.
I have to go through archives to take them out and say, this is happening, but why are you doing this when I've gone through this in life? Come on.
Unhappy people, Doc, make other people unhappy.
These are the people who are making my life and yours difficult. What's it like?
It's sad. It's very sad. But, Doc, thank you very much. October was Mental Health Month, and it was also Cancer Awareness Month. And clearly, we've really learned a lot from you from this Mental Health Month. And I hope some of us will be walking properly with our little issues neatly tucked away.
Father, I've seen them do it. This is what I love. Let's lose up. This is what I love. I have a psychologist who comes every Saturday. I've seen them come in on a wheelchair, cricket, in a gym face. 60 minutes later, 60 minutes later when they walk out, you see a new person.
Wow.
And some of them sing praises and they say, but why did I waste so much time without really seeking advice in a proper place? Because there is advice there. And me and you cannot see it when we're depressed today. But there's people who can see it non-judgmental, unbiased. You know, the biggest mistake, I always tell these people, the biggest mistake is you guys, you're still blessed, Father. You're not married. The biggest mistake is when people are going through issues and marriage or whatever, who do they run to? They run to their mothers and fathers. You complain about your husband, you complain about your wife to them, and when the two of you need to make up, where is everybody else?
Hey, talk long, Ibeka Kanjalo. Thank you.
Where is everybody else? And then me and you, like if you're my husband and you're my lover, if I look straight into your eyes, I can tell when you're telling the truth. But really, will my mother find out the truth, really?
Never.
And will she be forgiving?
Never.
And anyway, she's carrying her own baggage with her previous marriage. Will she advise me properly?
Doc, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure having you. And you've really picked us up on a Pick Me Up Monday. Thank you very much. Have a blessed week. And continue praying for us. And we shall keep you in our prayers.
Oh, please do that. Thank you very much, Father.
That was Dr.
Have a lovely night.
That
Bye-bye.
Was Dr. Lona Maputuma, who is our resident GP, telling us about mental wellness, mental health, and how to stay positive as we round up the year. She's saying to us, we are more than our mistakes. We are more than our failures. And we are more than our past. It brings us to exactly 23 minutes after 5. And if you've just tuned in, where have you been? Say, I was shinja na wa magia, and it's about time to go home. Do not touch that dial.